This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my producer, Cal Hunter, who's the three-time award nominee, but never a winner, Emmy.
No.
You never won an Emmy with Denise Dirks, Todd Funin, my co-host. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to roll in and talk to us. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we are talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. No legal advice is given here, blah, 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 blah. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. And listen to those disclaimers when you're really tired at night and you just can't get to sleep. Just read them. Read them to your spouse. If they are tossing and turning and you notice them going over to grab a Sleepy's, say, wait, stop. Let me talk to you and or read you disclaimers. Todd, roll.
I could see. In the event that you're having an argument with your significant other that you don't want to have, if in the middle of the argument you start to say, things learned on Radio Law Talk are not to be construed as legal advice. They're not to be used in a court of law. These are made for entertainment purposes only. You may very well indeed get out of that argument because your opponent, your spouse in that instance, will soon fall asleep into blissful slumber. And you'll be able to go back to playing Call of Duty on the Xbox downstairs.
With your beer.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us. Those of you who are first joining us, we have a new affiliate. We are heard all over the United States. WJNT Jackson, Mississippi, 1180 AM. Welcome, welcome. Also, by the way, WXAN, Murfreesboro, Illinois, and that is 103.9 FM. And WRTA, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 1240 AM and 98.5 FM. Welcome. That's our this week's affiliates that are joining us. Radio Law Talk, we have a lot of fun. We talk about really interesting things. If you have missed anything, you can listen live at www.radiolawtalk.com or go to our podcast, and or you can call in, Denise, at
855-729-7234. Or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or you can check out our website, or you can email Cal at info@readylawtalk.com.
Okay, enough patting on the back. So we do a thing called Case or No Case, is where Cal Hunter, our illustrious producer, who always gets put in the back of any time there's any Emmy shows,
yep,
and always has to pick up the chairs. He keeps thinking he's going to win an Emmy. But look, Cal, just remember that. When you're put in the back, they ask you to pick up the chairs.
They bring
McDonald's for you, and everyone else is eating steak. You're not going to win, okay? So when that happens, Cal tries to trick the three lawyers here sitting at the table and give us a case scenario, and we have to determine if it's a case or no case and what occurs with the case, whether the person wins or not. And we get points for that, and we'll discuss the points later and why it's important to the three of us. We're also going to talk about suing in Florida under Homeowners Association. We're going to talk about a very interesting California law school that's very well known as changing their name and why. We're going to talk about Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus's divorce. There's something interesting we got to mention. We're going to talk about doggy divorces. And we've talked in the past about Hunter Biden's child support case because Denise Dirks is a family law attorney. Todd is a former prosecutor with DA's office. And I am a personal injury lawyer. And Cal thinks he's a lawyer. So for that, that's the reason why you just want to tune in. We're going to bring all those things up, but we always fly through this at the end because this is the third hour. We have to go fast. So, Cal, let's get to case or no case right now.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, our final case for this week takes us to a bizarre locale. We have no Canadian affiliates, so I can say it now.
Toronto, Canada. This is a weird one. Chanel Oberholzer married Mr. Glenn Rogers, who is one of the wealthiest men in Toronto. He's an oil billionaire. The newly minted Mrs. Rogers had a great time for a while, and so did he for a while. But then came marital discord and divorce. And that's because Mrs. Rogers claimed to be an animal psychic and told her husband that her cat, whom she named Paul, a female feline, wanted to be a male cat. And as part of the divorce, she asked the court to order Mr. Rogers to part with about $200,000 Canadian, $1,950 U.S. at that time, to give her kitty a gender change procedure. He would not. He said that she was being unreasonable.
I'm sorry. Stop. I'm trying not to laugh. Keep going, please.
He said it's being unreasonable. She sought an animal rights attorney to go into court to go to bat for the cat. And so I ask you, and I believe, Denise, it's your turn.
No,
it's Todd. Todd. That's right.
Of course it is.
It is your turn to answer the question. Case or no case?
Cal, can you play the kitty little montage while he's talking? Go ahead.
Well,
Cal.
I could do maybe
just
find
it.
Sound effects, or I could do this.
Todd has a kitty.
So Todd's going to know the
he
answer.
He should recuse himself.
Todd has a kitty.
Yeah.
Well, all I keep thinking is, you read this, and I'm thinking of the poor cat that's sitting there looking at Mr. Rogers going, dude. Do me a solid here.
Save me.
Do not let this happen. Come on. Your Honor, do I get a say in this?
The paw raise.
Right. Can I raise my paw? And, you know, it's interesting because I don't know if having your cat spayed or neutered is, I guess, a technical reassignment of...
No, it's not.
You know, I know that if those things were to happen to human beings against their will, there would be criminal charges filed against humans for doing something against the will of another human to mutilate them as such. And so absent corroborating evidence...
From the dog?
From the cat. I'm going to say that Mr. Rogers wins on this theory because the woman speaking for the cat is hearsay. I mean, clearly she wants the court to accept the cat's statement for the matter asserted. The cat has not made the statement to the court. They don't have a feline to human translator, although I would have applied for the job. And
what's your cat's name?
And I just think that, no, the court can decline it on legal grounds that if cats are people, first, it's mutilation, and second, the request would be hearsay. So Mr. Rogers wins. Case, Rogers wins.
So a psychic could not...
Mr. Rogers wins.
Mr. Rogers,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Ms. Rogers. Okay, Denise, what say you? Case or no
nice,
case?
Nice try. I was hoping Case and Rogers wins, and then I win either way. Thank you for saying Mr. Great. You know, that was a lawyer play.
I know you so well.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I think happened. I think this is absolutely a true scenario. And I think what happened is Mr. Rogers said yes. He gave the cat gender. He paid for the gender reassignment. The cat was so happy that Ms. Rogers said that the cat has now decided to become the marital counselor between the two parties, and he helped them to reconcile.
Well,
they got back together.
Yes.
Well, all right.
Sign of kitty love. Mr. Penny, what say you?
Oh, wait,
you?
Wait. Do I get to, like, say case or no case?
Yeah, I thought
no
you did. Okay, go ahead.
I said scenario.
Yeah, no case. Yeah, it's a scenario. Yeah. So we got you say it's a case, and the
no,
kitty.
I'm talking Todd.
I said case, and Mr. Rogers
wins. You say no case, but it's a scenario.
Correct.
And when I got 30 seconds to go, and I can think about it during the break, and I'm going to tell you what I think, and, of course, what I think. And so we'll be right back.
Oh, so you're not going to
no,
give it up?
No, I'm not giving it up, dude.
Well,
I'm not giving it up.
All right, we'll have it your way. All so, right. Folks, what do you think about this? You can send us an email. You can call us. You can do it via
855-LAW-RADIO.
Twitter, the whole thing.
Yeah. Whatever.
Either way, all I can think is, poor kitty. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we're back to see whether or not, apparently, Cal, it was a male cat that going female.
That the pet psychic, the yes. owner, said yes. that through her psychic ability, she had determined that Paul wanted to become Pauline.
And that psychic also was in the movie Ghost?
Maybe.
Oh, I just want to make sure I got everything clear. I try to figure out Cal, not this case, because half of it is trying to figure out Cal's psyche. because he's trying, whether he's tricking me. Let me tell you, it is so off the wall. Every time something's way off the wall, it's got to be true. So Denise is saying it's just a scenario. You say it's a case, Todd. I'm going to say it's a case, and they settle. There's no real court battle, but it's a case. She brought it up in the divorce. It was actually something she brought in the divorce, and it settled. And I think somehow the husband said, here, look, just take the money and take care of the cat.
Just leave me alone.
Why did you alone?
Why did you bring up ghosts? Because now I'm picturing a cat and their owner in front of a clay mold,
yes,
while Unchained Melody plays,
yes,
in the background.
What's wrong with that?
Meow, can we make a new food bowl, maybe a litter box?
What's wrong with that?
What
is wrong with that? Because that's what he does with his kitty.
No. I have no clay pot molding equipment at my house.
Thank goodness.
That right now.
Let me tell you right now, those of you who haven't followed our 3 years here at Radio Law Talk, he tweeted out one time a picture, and he's single and trying to find a girl. He can't because he tweeted out a picture of a bunch of cats on his unmade bed to the world. You'll never get married if there's cats all over your bed with the bed unmade.
That was by design because I had just newly met Denise. I could tell by the look in her eye that when I met her, she was going to try to set me up with everybody. So I posted a couple pictures with me on cats, and that worked like that. That is like set up kryptonite right there.
Well dried up. Boom.
All right, Cal, let's get to who's
right.
All right,
so the question is, did Mrs. Rogers actually go to the court and say, the cat, I'm a cat psychic, my cat has made it clear to me that it wishes to transition from male kitty cat to female kitty cat. Those of you who say that is a case, raise your hand. That would be Fred and Todd. And those of you who say it's a scenario, raise your hand. That would be Denise. And the answer is, I made the whole thing up.
But I said no case, too.
She wins. She wins.
I at least get 1 point.
Yeah,
so you get
one point.
A point out of that.
Okay.
So congratulations to you. And
of course, you picked Canada because we don't have any affiliates in Canada.
That's what I said. And by the way, Mr. Rogers was an amalgamation of a couple of names. So any names in here, use names that are familiar, is purely coincidental. I do not go out and pick out, you know, like that. I just want to make it clear.
All right, so it was no case. Cal wins.
Yay.
But I'm dying to know what the point is.
You get 1 point.
Okay, so right now, as things stand, let me see, did I?
We'll do that later.
Yeah, we'll worry about it later.
You guys told me you're in front of me, though, so I'm just dying to know.
We'll talk about it out
loud. All right.
There's a wealthy Florida neighborhood. A man's 41 years old and is just tired of the same older people making the same stucco house, same color, same little bit off, like this one has a little bit of trim, that one. And he takes paint and splatters purple, pink, brown, yellow, orange, red on that. Not only on the house, but on the palm tree in front of him. And he's got, actually, he has his van, he's got a traveling rainbow sprawled that says, who is Omar? And he splattered his van. By the way, you notice the van's got a couple of dents in the left front, and he gets sued. So, Homeowners Association goes after this guy. What a nightmare for them, but you've got to just see these pictures to show that this guy had a beautiful home at one time and just splatters it. I wonder what happened and why this occurred. Did he just hate his neighbors or what?
I think he said, there'll be no more of the man keeping me down. That's what I think.
Well, yeah,
rebelled.
No, I think something. They were making allegations that it's because he's a drug user and he's kind of, he did it while he was some extreme, you know, high. I don't know. That's what some allegations are. I don't think I look at his mailbox. His mailbox?
I did read in one of our research articles. The author of the article said, coincidentally or not, Liebman, the guy, 41, was later arrested on drug charges and is no longer living in the house. So, I love the way they said, related or not, coincidentally or not.
Anyway, a lawsuit occurred, so we talk about everything that has to do with the lawsuit, we talk about. But let's jump to something interesting. So, University Cal Berkeley is a very well-known They have a well-known law school, and it's called Bolt Hall. I mean, you've got Harvard's, Yale, Berkeley has got Bolt Hall that is, if you get in Bolt Hall, that's very prestigious.
And yes.
That's a huge
deal. You're called a Bodie, right?
That's exactly right. You're called a Bodie. And so what happened is last year, San Francisco removed, number one, they claim a racist statute that they're claiming by Native Americans. Don't forget, those of you who don't know, San Francisco is right next to Berkeley. They're like neighbors right next door. And Cal Berkeley said that the individual, Bolt, it's the Bolt family, that paid a huge sum of money back in the early 1900s, late 1800s?
It was shortly after Mr. Bolt died.
So early 1900s.
Yes.
So it was like 1903 or something like that. I'm going to find that date because I think he died in 1903.
He died in 1901.
1901,
and,
there it
yes.
goes. So they donated a ton of money to build this thing, and they called it Bolt Hall. However, there's research that was done on a statement he made back in the 1800s.
That started a whole political movement. Yeah, this
yeah.
is a big deal.
And so they found that, a professor did, and for 3 years they fought to get Bolt Hall taken down from, go ahead, Cal, taken down
no.
from the university.
I was just giving you time, Q. 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. Gotcha.
Yeah, this is John Bolt, and, yeah. and I'm sure we'll pick this up when we come back from the break, but John Bolt was born in Ohio in 1837, fought in the Civil War, then came west, and was a very well-known lawyer and very well-respected. And in, I think, 1887, he...
Yep.
He read a paper that he had written about Chinese immigrants. And when we come back, we'll talk about the fallout from that and how it impacted Berkeley's decision to remove his name from the school.
Well, and I'm wondering, there's a lot of contractual issues.
Exactly.
Okay, we give you the money, you take his name off, give us the money back. We're going to be back.
Or the building. Maybe they just want to take the building. Anyway, we'll talk about that and more as we continue here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
This is all advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade
all
to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who testified in the House impeachment inquiry, is retiring from Foreign Service. Yovanovitch testified in November that she was prematurely removed from her post due to a smear campaign orchestrated by foreign corrupt interests in Ukraine who worked with Trump allies to tarnish her reputation after 33 years in public service. Despite being forced out of her post in Kiev in May 2019, she has remained on the payroll. More than 19 million cases of the flu have been diagnosed in the United States this season, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. After a dip in the first few weeks of 2020, flu activity has once again spiked. Widespread activity is reported in every state except Hawaii. Overall, the CDC estimates the flu has led to 180,000 hospitalizations and 68 children have died. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So anyway, we're talking about Cal Berkeley and Bolt Hall is being changed because of this speech in the 1800s.
Yes, it was 1877, and you look at what was going on at the time. Again, I had mentioned that John Bolt had fought for the North in the Civil War, so he saw what happened there, and he saw what happened there over the question of a race of people or individuals being subject to indentured servitude and slavery and the effect that it has on the nation to overcome all of that. He comes out to California, and this is what in his paper, he read a paper called, let's see, what was it called
I can't
here?
He read it to the Boys Only Bohemian Club.
It was. It was called The Chinese Question, a paper read by John H. Bolt. And it dealt with the effect of the influx of the Chinese into California at the time and into the United States and what effect that it was
building
having.
The railroads is what they were
yes.
doing.
And he starts out his paper making a claim or an assertion. And in the assertion, he says that, this is a quote, two non-assimilating races never yet live together harmoniously on the same soil unless one of those races was in a state of servitude to the other.
Okay.
And he then points out that in history we've never seen that. If two races occupy the same soil, unless they get along and assimilate, and they, if they maintain their differences, eventually one of them is going to end up being subservient to the other and servitude to the other, unless they find a way to integrate and get along and assimilate with each other. That was his premise. He then looked at five reasons why historically races late, and they included, look, some people, it's based on what they see, and they don't accept others. Some people, it's based upon intellectual differences. Some have differences in language and customs, and that forms a barrier to integration. And the last one is sometimes there's religious fanaticism that precludes these races from integrating and being harmonious and assimilating. Now, he's using the words assimilate that in today's language, when I first heard it, I thought, well, that sounds really negative, but in 1877 language, I get what he's talking about. Now, here is where I disagree with the professor who raised this issue, because in the paper that the professor wrote, and his name was Richardson, or Charles Reichman, he makes this conclusion. This is a quote. He says, in other words, to Bolt, it was preferable to exterminate a largely dissimilar race than to assimilate it. And in reading what Bolt actually wrote, I did not see anywhere in his writings where he said that. All he did was look historically at what keeps this from happening, and then he pointed out some difficulties that were happening at the time, preventing the Chinese from assimilating and becoming part of the culture, including their practice of putting women into slavery for prostitution, sex slavery, the refusal to adhere to the laws of the United States, their refusal to do anything. To the contrary, he didn't argue that they were stupid or lack of intelligence. He said they were so intelligent that they didn't think they needed anybody in the United States. And so they were refusing to assimilate to our way of life, and he saw that being a problem.
Well, here's the other issue is, this is what I always say. First of all, you got to put yourself in the 1800s.
Yes.
It's not the same as today's millennial kids. It's different. And the other thing that's an issue to me is the guy he's dead. He can't stand up for himself. And that's what they go back to the 1800s. Oh, this person did that, that person. Anyone could say anything, and it's an accusation. And the minute they're dead, they can't stand up for themselves. Bolt can't stand up for himself. And then you brought up, Denise, one of the biggest issues that you wonder about, which is, was there an agreement? And was there a contract? Hey, we will pay this money.
How about Bolt's name being on the law school?
Bolt's name on the law school. If we give you this money to build it, is there a contract, and how long does it last?
During that time frame, too, the fastest growing population of laborers was Chinese. And this thought that Bolt had led to this, it became a movement, and it led to the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1872.
Right.
And that was where they literally prohibited all immigration of Chinese labor. So it does kind of apply in today's world,
right,
where we are prohibiting, Mexican or other Latin American countries' laborers coming in. So it is similar in that. But that full basis was just about their failure to, or their lack of being able to assimilate, which is probably not so true.
and they kind of read, like I talked to, he read a lot into it, the professor.
Two quick points. The Bohemian Club was where all of the influencers would go up into the woods and they'd hang out together and basically talk among themselves and do whatever they wanted to do.
Like philosophers.
The Bohemian Club was not a public organization to begin with, so this wasn't even delivered out in the open. And secondly, one of the greatest issues I have with our current structure, if you will, is people taking what happened in any time period, taking our standards and layering over the top and say, see, according to how we are enlightened today, that's not something you can get away with, instead of accepting the fact that this is not today. You put Bolton's name up there, you can put a little thing about the speech he gave, but why are we eliminating our history as a function of this movement? I just don't get it.
Totally agree. And the other thing is that she paid
Right.
She paid
millions
to have the construction of this law school and name it after her husband, or at least have her and her husband's namesake.
Give the money back.
Bolt Law School, right?
Give the money back, Cal.
Or the building.
So a couple of things on that point. First, you're right. It was the widow who, he didn't donate the money so that it could be a law school ultimately made in his name. It was his widow who did it in his memory. That's one. That's two. All of the arguments are alleging that he was racist or whatever he said. Nothing has been alleged about her. You could keep the name up there, Bolt, and you could change it to the Jocelyn Bolt Law School in honor of her and not him. The other on that point is, if he really was as bad as they say, and I don't believe that he was, but even if he was, would taking the name off the law school be enough? I mean, you're going to take the name off, but you're going to keep the money. You're going to keep the law school.
Exactly.
You're going to keep all of this. I'm pretty certain his heirs and assigns might have this. But let's remember, it's said that his writings led to a movement of the Chinese Exclusion Act by Congress. But that's not what he proposed. What he proposed was, first, in California, let the legislators hear all this information and try to come up with a solution. He didn't propose a solution for California. And then he said on the national level, first he referenced the treaty that the United States had with China, which was kind of one-sided. That treaty said that the Chinese could come into any port in the United States, but U.S. citizens were limited to only 5 ports of entry into China. So what he proposed is, let's amend the treaty to allow the immigration, but have the Chinese come in through the Atlantic ports, not the Pacific ports, and see if the same thing occurs as we are experiencing here with folks coming in that will not abide by the law.
We need that professor in here. You need to argue with him.
That's
we're
all
gonna argue. Come on in, Professor Old Cow.
And you have to remember that Chinese laborers were the ones who built our infrastructure.
Oh, my God.
They're the ones that were really mostly responsible for much of the spread to the rest
of
the railroad companies.
Look, anytime a law review article purporting to explain a paper is twice as long as the paper itself, you know that assertions are maybe being read into. That's what I saw. But nobody wanted to do that. This is where, this is my pet peeve, and I do this all the time to try to counter it. When somebody references another source saying, this is what they meant to say, I always like to go back and read what was actually said.
Right.
More often than not, I find that it's misquoted, and that's what I believe.
No! Professor misquoting someone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was a very generous gift and a donation. It should not, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say, and they shouldn't do this to them, because they, in my opinion, the Bolt Law School should keep the name Bolt, because that's who donated the money.
Yeah.
And they didn't donate the money to get their kids into law school.
There you go.
Yes.
Right. High five. She's high fiving on that one.
And we should also ask whether Mr. Bolt was an out of line bigot who was not in keeping with his time. This is another key point to me.
Yeah.
Taking things completely out of context and say, we want to contextualize it with our 2020 thinking. It just doesn't make sense to me. It never has.
It sounded like he was trying to stem the tide of mob rule and say, let's think this through.
Right.
I wonder if Mr. Bolt got everyone got free trophies back then. Everybody got a trophy. You think they did?
In
1887? Here's a trophy for everybody. Everybody gets one. Gets one. Here you go. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some divorces and doggy divorce.
Oh boy, doggy divorce and more coming up on Radio Law Talk right here on your radio station or on Radio Law Talk, where we place all of our shows up. You can podcast them anytime. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is this real life? Oh, come on.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, it's a very sad time right now. This is our final segment. Those of you who are listening to us, I know you are just weeping and wailing. This is it. This is our final segment. We're going to talk about divorce. Denise is a wonderful, awesome family law lawyer, but Liam Hemsworth, who is he was in the Hunger Games, right? He's the actor of Hunger Games.
Yes.
He and Miley Cyrus divorced, and it was a very short marriage. 2018, within a matter of months, they were separated and getting a divorce, Denise. And my question is, what? And by the way, they just walked away. No one was claiming community assets. There's nothing, you know, that's both of ours that we have to split up. We have nothing to do but walk away. Why is it not an annulment, Denise? Why was it a divorce?
Well, an annulment is a fiction, first of all. It basically says that certain conditions exist or existed at the time of the marriage. Thus, there's not going to be a marriage. It's not going to be recognized as a marriage at all. And it's void. But those exceptions are really difficult to fall into. You first have to have fraud in the inducement of the marriage itself, like a man saying, you know, I want to have children with you, and the wife was saying, I want to have children, and then the wife discovers that the man had a vasectomy and couldn't have children.
Right.
You know, or that either of the parties lacked the capacity. They didn't have the age, they didn't have the mental capacity to enter into the contract of marriage, or that there was, there used to be the argument in California, it's not there anymore, but that the marriage was not consummated. That means they never had marital relations. That's gone
now.
Can
you go through detail what you mean by that?
Yes, I can.
No, I don't want to go. Next.
So just kidding.
You invite me, I will.
Actually, just to make sure, so lack of consummation of the marriage is no longer a basis for annulment?
That's correct.
In California. Well, other states,
in California.
Don't know.
Okay. In California.
I don't know about other states.
It used to be, but that was removed.
All right.
So we know that. So people are asking me, how come there were no community property or liabilities? Why wasn't there? Well, first of all, short-term marriage. But certainly they made income during that time, which potentially would be community property.
Right.
But they could have had a prenuptial agreement, and they could have made it so that there was no community property during the marriage. We don't know the answer to that. What we do know, and people are saying, okay, they got this settled. How come they're not divorced yet? Well, they're not divorced yet because under California law, there's a six-month cooling-off period.
And other states have the same, similar thing.
Similar, or maybe
right.
A different, you know, period of time. But what that does is it says you can't be divorced sooner than 6 months and 1 day after somebody's served with a petition and summons for dissolution of marriage, which is a divorce.
So you can think about it.
So, exactly. It cools people down and lets them know they really want to have this divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really think about it. So they got done before that cooling off period is why it's probably not yet
Yeah,
divorced.
I think February 22nd, the divorce. And why are we bringing this up? Here's the most important thing. What they basically said is they came out and said the following. They believe this is what's best for the two of them because it's best for, ready for this? Both to focus on themselves and careers, shocker. They still remain dedicated parents to all their animals they share while lovingly taking them apart.
Including the kitty that wants a little. Apart. Maybe the kitty
yeah.
that wants a
so
little.
So why would someone call their children animals? That's what I don't get. I mean, do they have kids? Is that what they're calling their kids animals? Or are they
of
talking
course.
About, or are they talking really about real animals?
They're talking about their animals, which are part of their family.
And they said that they're the parents of the thing.
The pets also go through the divorce with them. And that's a really sad state of affairs because it is traumatic on pets to be separated from each other. It's traumatic on pets to not be with both of their parents, if you will. And the rise of the dog divorce or the pet divorce is, it's on the rise, guys.
855-529-7234, 855 Law Radio. If you want to talk about doggy divorces and pet divorces, but you have an issue, not negative, but an issue about the doggy divorce is really starting to happen. By the way, I love my dogs, but I didn't see any issues with the divorce. I don't know, whatever. I didn't get a divorce, but what if I got a divorce?
But imagine if those two dogs in the Wells Fargo commercial, you know, the little great big
yeah,
one
yeah,
and
yeah.
the little tiny one. That
I get it.
Imagine if
I get it.
Break up.
I get
That'd
it.
Be terrible.
I'd say, you know what? I'd say, I love you, Vim, Nikki, and Jack, but wife, here, they're yours, man. And she go, nope, they're yours. Oh.
Even if couples break up that aren't married, they're still dealing with the separation of their pets.
So let's talk about doggy divorce. What's doggy divorce mean?
We talked about in our first year, we actually talked about the law that was changed in New York, or the case law that was developing in New York, about exactly this. What do we do with pets? And they treated the pets in the past, like chattel.
Right.
Personal property, just like it would be this cup here, is, you know,
or a car.
Asset or a car, or, you know. Mm-hmm. They did. Pets had no rights. But pets now are becoming to have rights. They have a right not to be abused. They have a right not to be, you know, mutilated. They have a right. They have rights now.
Or they can, so you have to ask them if they get them spayed or neutered. They have to sign off on it. That's not what you're saying?
They have to put the paw print in.
Oh, paw print in. Okay, there you go. Just like what the case or no case.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
There you go.
So what's happening now in today's, you know, enlightened group that we have, our population, is that people now are becoming more and more concerned about their pets when they break up, whether it's a divorce or whether it's just a breakup. And they're putting into place agreements related to their pets of who's going to care for the pet, who's going to pay if there's vet bills, who's going to have the pet on different things. And it's so close to it being the best interest of the children.
Like
now
children.
It's the best interest of the pets. And, in fact, California enacted that law last year.
So if I get divorced, assuming I'd ever get married again, but let's say I did and there was an issue with the pets, and we come to an agreement, do they call it pet support, dog support? Alpamony, something like that.
Palmony.
You know. Do you have the dump button?
But my question is this.
Question.
My question is this.
Godamony.
With human children.
Pigamony.
With human children, the custodial parent can then register that order with the child support office.
And they
collect child support. Can they register... If there were no children, can they register an order for support for dogs and cats or pets with the same state agency?
Ostrich.
No, they cannot, is the answer. But can they enforce the order? Absolutely.
Okay.
If it becomes an order or a contract in writing, it can be enforced through any court, especially if there's a divorce connected to it or a legal separation connected to it. You've already got your venue. So you return to that court to enforce that order. You have to remember that this is something that's going on, even if there's no custodial state that recognizes the law. This is happening all over the United States.
Buffalo Mooney.
I think it's super important that people take care of their pets.
Yeah.
You know, that they think of
Lizard
them.
Lizard Mooney.
Buffalo Mooney.
The funny thing is
Snake
the law Mooney. That's developing about this. You guys are going to drive me crazy. The law that's developing about this has to do with having a primary custodian, and then just a visiting custodian. And that's
Sheepamony.
What's interesting is because the courts are kind of full.
Gila Monster Money.
Who has a pet Gila Monster?
Oh, gosh.
The
other thing, similar to child custody, is there is now a right of first refusal, which is the most litigious area of law for children. Mm-hmm. But if one of the owners of the pet goes out of town, the other one gets to take care of the pet.
Hamster
Money. Right to first.
We got
a
hamster Money. Hamster Money.
Rat Money.
These guys set me up. And for our listeners out there, these guys have set me up
Lizard
with this topic so that they can do this.
Just having fun with you, that's all.
Oh, how much do we have time? We can get out of here.
I think it's a great time for us to do this. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, get your notebooks and get ready because it's time now for Quick Take Spread Penny Go.
Let's see, if you listen to our second hour, when you are a senator, Warren, running for president and want to make some good points, it's best not to try to disparage the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court with a question on a card with improperly gone grammar written, the card that he was just going to do the reading.
God?
Huh?
We learn something new every day. Today I learned that lack of unconsummated marriage is not a basis for annulment, which is probably why revival of unconsummated status is not argued in court.
Huh?
What's that? Two to make
well,
no sense.
It is.
Just bail us out here. Bail us out. Quickly.
Okay. Even if you pay to have a building constructed on a campus in California, it doesn't mean your name's going to stay on it ad nauseum.
Thank you. We'll be back next week, 9 to noon, live Pacific time.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch.
Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.